Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB, and it is my birthday week. Thus why I'm running this solo. Thus why I'm doing the JB show a little earlier, 2 weeks in advance than usual. Reason for that is because I will be going out of town, so I was just wanting to get something pre-recorded and have it already uploaded on my system and just ready to go by that Monday, because it's a very long flight, but I will be back around that time when usually it gets uploaded. So therefore I was like, let me just knock this out of the way. Didn't want to bother Cody because it's in the beginning of the week as well too, and we just recorded something. So I was like, well, let me just go ahead and knock out the JB show. When I get back from the birthday vacation, then we can just go ahead and do the beer week here. Also talk about Cody's hip-hop choice, celebrating the 50 years anniversary of hip-hop there. But today, though, I have something very special because it is my birthday month. And what I'm doing for this month is, my theme of this month is usually I have themes for these whiskey weeks and mix and matches for myself, not so much on the beer side, but this theme of this one is the pours or the companies or my favorite bottles itself, whatever. It all necessarily runs around like my favorite company / bottle pours or whatever, if you will. I already did Whiskey Week, which, like I said, we just recorded, actually, and just finished and posted. And that was Blue Run. I don't really give a damn what bottle it was from Blue Run. It could have been anything or whatever. I love that company just all together as one, so I knocked that one out. And for the JB show, I tend to try to do multiple bottles, because doing multiple bottles on a show with two people, at least when it comes to me and Cody, it just seems to take kind of long. And our show usually goes for about an hour and 15 minutes. And I try to keep these JB shows between the 30 to 45 to an hour, maybe sometimes, depending on the content itself. But I got some choices here for you. And I want to take a trip around the world real quick, which is where I'll probably be at anyway. I want to visit Japan real quick. I haven't done a Japanese whiskey in quite some time, and I would love to make that return back to it. So what I did was, is I pulled out all the 12-year-old Suntory bottles, which is a favorite distillery of mine. Suntory was what got me into whiskey. The Yamazaki 12 was my first ever whiskey pour there, and I fell in love with that bottle. It's still today one of my favorite pours of all time.
But I brought something with it. I got the Yamazaki 12, I got the Hibiki 12, and I got the Hakushu 12. Those are the three 12-year-old bottles. Now, I could have just pulled out the Yamazaki 18 and the Hakushu 18. But I would have been left leaving out the Hibiki, and they don't have an 18-year-old Hibiki. They got a 17-year-old, and I kind of just wanted to do all 12-year-olds, you know? Take it back to where it first started, you know, that first $50 bottle that where you could find at Costco back in the day, Hibiki 12, man. I wanted to go back there, and plus I just wanted to revisit this because it always, for some reason, there's something, mainly the Yamazaki and Hibiki. I have a soft spot for those two when it comes to the 12-year-olds. I'll admit, I don't really care for Hakushu 12-year-old all that much. I will say, and now that I'm thinking about it, I think this is my own, I do have one, this is my only, I have two bottles only of the Hakushu 12, and this one's like half a bottle. The other one I haven't even touched, really. And then I have two bottles of the Hakushu 18s, which I love even more than this. But this one, I don't know, there's something about it, and maybe my opinion will change. I haven't had it in a cool minute, and you know what, let's just fucking start with that one then. So, This episode is going to be called the Suntory 12-Year-Olds, mainly pulling out all, most of the 12-Year-Old, the core lineup at least, with the three here that you know and love and stuff. And we're just going to go ahead and go right into it. Very simple presentation. Love the box. Love the I love the bottle itself. The bottle itself is fucking amazing. I love the design of it. The cap, it's just got a cap on it. And unlike the Hibiki, well, we'll talk about that in a little bit. So, we in the Hakushu. And you know, the one reason why I didn't care for it that much is because of that little peatiness it had on it. And I was just like, you know, I know it's a single malt, but at the same time, I was like, if you wanted to go for that Islay Scotch kind of thing, maybe you should just fucking made that then, but yeah, that was what kind of just drove me off about it. And don't get me wrong, I enjoyed it. Man, I remember when you used to be able to find these at, like, BevMo for, like, fucking $69 and shit like that. I passed up on so many of these, and now I just kind of look at it and go, like, I really wish I wouldn't have did that, to be honest. Because they make great gifts, especially now that they come in boxes and stuff like that. They can make great gifts. They're nice and smooth. Although it's not my favorite jam to go to in the Suntory lineup, it is a very, very popular lineup there. And if that goddamn iPad don't stop bringing and shit, is nobody text me, is that goddamn important right now, okay? Although it could be like early birthday wishes, but still. Okay. Later today. Oh, okay. Well, either way. Let me see. Do a little swirl here. Swirl. Your boy turning 35. Guess where your boy is going for vacation, too? It's them island of the dives. The Maldives. The Mall of the Dives. The Dives of the Mall. Let's go with that one, yeah. You know what? I will say this. The nose is very fucking inviting. It's got a 43% alcohol ABV level, 86 proof. Like I said, 12 years old, surrounded. If I'm not mistaken, it's got like this, around the distillery, it's got this forest type vibe and stuff. And you know, that's what the bottle is giving me with that green. Is that bottle green? Yeah, it is green. Yeah, the bottle's green. Yeah, I had to double check, make sure it like ain't no color. But yeah, the bottle's green, the label's green, everything's green about it and shit. It's got like that fruity, citrusy, sweet flavor on the nose. But it's very inviting and very gentle. That's what I love about the Suntory 12-year-olds. They're very just gentle and subtle. Very, all three, I think, are inviting. But, you know, it's been a cool minute since I've had Yamazaki 12 and Hibiki 12, too. So, actually, since I've had Hibiki 12, it might have been a year ago when we did this when I did this show. And I probably haven't had any since. Yamazaki, fuck, I can't remember that. Oh, wait, no, I had Yamazaki recently. I had it when I was traveling because I brought those miniatures with me. That was like 3 months ago? Yeah. But that was just me drinking in the hotel working, so not really thinking about it. You know, just easy go-to. Didn't really take notes or anything. I'll just sip it in my lovely seat. All right, so I think they, one thing I love about Suntory is, man, they get their proof just right, man. 86 proof, probably some people like snorting at that or whatever, but this just perfectly. It's perfectly balanced. It's, get a little. Okay. You know, this is why I don't, this is the one time I'll say this, my thoughts on Hakushu 12 back in the day, what I said, like, oh, that peatiness, why I don't like that is because if you want to make a scotch, just make a scotch. I was totally wrong about this pour. I don't know if I've said that recently neither, because I cannot remember the last time I've had this bottle on this show. I think somehow I've always kind of managed to avoid the Hakushu bottle, if you will. And it might not be since we first... Shit, actually, when we first started, I didn't even think we had it on there, neither. No, actually, I think we did. I think we had it with the Cheetah, if I'm not mistaken. Either way, it's fucking better than the Cheetah. It's got some grapefruit in there, vanilla, orange. It's got that multi-grain and oak taste to it. It's sweet and honeyed, but also has, like, in the background that little bit of, like, you know, that savoryness to it, whatever, you know. It's flavorful. It's very easy to drink. That's the biggest compliment I can give this bottle to, whatever. It's just very fucking easy to drink. I actually think anyone could drink this, too. Man, it's very vibrant. It's got a lot of citrus notes to it as well, too. Like, even like a like some kind of type of basil, like a basilness to it. Very orange, very much a... is orange and grapefruit really tropical fruit? I don't even know. Either way, it's got a lot of orange and grapefruit on there. It's very citrusy, like I said, some sweet honey. But grainy at the same time, so it doesn't lose that single maltness. It's got like that citrus peel taste into it too. Very light on the smoke and peatiness too, is whatever. It's like perfectly balanced on that. It's not too overly striking on the taste buds area. But it's also just not, like, potent as well, too. And it's not as light makes it bad. I actually think this is a really good introduction into peaty whiskey, too, as well. Or something with a little smoke to it. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. Oh, man, I like that a lot. You know what? That pour has really grown on me a lot over the years. Like I said, I was always a Yamazaki fan, turned into a Hibiki fan as well. But there's something about Hakushu, and I always thought it was because of that peatiness. Look, I'm talking back in my early 20s. We like going back to 23, 24. So basically, damn near 10 years ago, because I'll be 35 in a day. And, or 2 days, I guess, if you count today. So we're going back 10 years ago where I just like, it's cool, it's all right, but just give me that Yamazaki 12. I guess because they always just had them side by side with each other and shit. I always just played the favoritism of picking Yamazaki because I just thought Yamazaki was, well, I don't think it is fucking better. But I'm sitting here going like, man, no, this is very nice and smooth. It's very mellow, very inviting as well. That's what you want out of your whiskey. So especially when it's something that you're just not too crazy about, you want something that's very inviting to you and then welcome you into your home down there. And I think Hakushu 12 does that very well. Man, my rating is going to be a little hard on this now because this is really fucking good. And I'm trying to think of a negative. I just love the gentleness of it. I love that there's a little bit of, like, heat on there, but it's very gentle, to say the least, because of the low ABV on there. So I appreciate that as well. It's nice and clean and smooth. And on the finish, you get that little peaty aftertaste as well, too. but it doesn't like linger too strong. So I actually really enjoy that, man. That is really good shit right there. I will say the finish is very short-lived. It's very, you know, kind of comes and goes and just sticks with the peatiness or whatever. Not too much flavor going on back there. Maybe a little bit of that dried oakiness, but that's about it. So yeah, man, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to go all in on this. This is a pretty damn good pour. Back in the day, I probably would have dropped a 2.5 on this or something like that. But, yeah, this is getting a 3.5 for me. The only thing that keeps it from that last drop is, like, I wish that finish would just, like, be a little bit more medium length. It kind of just fades away, and you just, like, get the full aftertaste of the peatiness to it. Which is fine. I enjoy that a lot as well, whatever and stuff. But I'm not really feeling anything in the throat. And it's just basically peatiness in the stomach and stuff like that. And I wish I could taste more, and a little bit of dry oakiness too. I wish I could get more of that little citrusy note flavor to it as well too in the finish. That'd be actually pretty fucking awesome. That would probably elevate that to the last drop there. But this is still a damn good pour. I'm dropping a 3.5 on that. Oh, man. So what do you guys want to talk about? No, I'm just playing. Oh, man. I'm willing to bet a year from now, or if I probably should buy another bottle of the Hakushu 12. Well, this will return to the show because I'm probably going to do a Hakushu 12 and versus Hakushu, well, not versus, but Hakushu 12 and Hakushu 18. At one point, just like I'll probably do a Yamazaki 12 to 18. So that was pretty damn good. Let's go ahead and water this Glencairn glass out real quick. Let me just swirl that bad boy up. Probably not the best idea to go with the most peaty shit to pour in the glass first, you know. Sorry, responding to a text message there. All right, so we started with the Hakushu 12. Fuck it, let's go with Bikki 12 now. I'm staring at the bottles trying to decide which ones I want to go with next now. Deciding on which ones I want to go next now. We got two sporting events about to happen this week. I guess I'll be missing all of it, to be honest, too, unless I just, like, look online and get some notes. I have my VPN on, so it'll basically look like I'm in California still. Got the Miami and Heat. Miami and Heat. They're not original. Oh, okay. They're replicant. So, basically, got Miami versus Denver. I'm assuming that playoff season will be done by the time I get back. And then we got a big UFC pay-per-view. Amanda Nunes defending her title. And also, a fight I actually really want to see is Benel Dariush versus Charles the Bronx Oliveira. I first thought this match was bullshit. I think Dariush should just get his fucking title match, for crying out loud. I don't know what's taking so long for this man to get a title shot. But I know he just came back a fight to go off of an arm injury or a hand injury, if I'm not mistaken. But whatever the cause or the effect of whatever, who gives a shit, to be honest? I that's why I just think this fight is bullshit. But I got Dariush beating Oliveira. I think Dariush is just a better all-around fighter than Oliveira. I just think he's overlooked, personally. But we'll see. I could be completely wrong, but my money's riding. And it was supposed to be Amanda Nunes versus Juliana Pena. I'm glad that got changed and Juliana got no offense, Juliana, that you got injured. But you've been trash talking too much, talking about, like, you was winning that second fight. It was like, girl, you got your fucking mind. Are you delusional? You was getting your ass beat. You got dropped 5 times in 1 round. You was not almost on your way to win that fight. So I don't know what the fuck she's smoking, but pass that shit real quick, okay? So pass that shit. But let's move to Hibiki 12. Oh, my God. This is my baby right here. This actually might be more of my baby than the Yamazaki 12. There's something about this. And personally, I think it's better than the 17-year-old. And I've been drinking the 17-year-old a lot, because I do enjoy it. I got a bottle, two bottles, or a bottle and a half, if you will. And that's 12. It's something, maybe it's just because it's something I'm just used to drinking in my early 20s and stuff. And now it's just, so, damn, this fucking cork is moist as hell. Shit. Let's get a pour of that. And I don't know if it's just, first of all, the bottle design, that's a fucking last drop right there. It's probably one of the best bottle designs out there. Actually, it ain't probably, it is. It's between Hibiki and Blue Run. In fact, I got a Blue Run bottle right here. I put it side by side next to each other. So Blue Run's a little bit, it's got that longer neck, so it's a little bit taller. Yeah, it's between these two. These are probably the two most prettiest looking bottles out there. Blue Run and Hibiki, which is funny because I just had Blue Run last week. This is the Blue Run Emerald Single Barrel sitting right here. I was sipping on some of that a little bit earlier while I was finishing up some stuff. So, this is a harmonious blend. It's a blended whiskey from Japan, obviously, company Suntory, which is a blend of Suntory's Yamazaki and Hakushu single malt. Being a blend, it also contains a grain whiskey from the Chita Distillery as well. I think they aged this one in ex-bourbon barrels, but at some point the liquid spends time maturing in plum liquor barrels, which is why they become so pleasantly easy to sip on. I'm talking about for all the 12-year-olds here as well, too. I don't taste any plummy notes from it, but I don't expect to, just because it was aged in the barrels. I think what the plum liquor barrels turned it into is just more inviting, sweeter, and easier to sip on, if you ask me. Now, Hibiki 12 is no longer made. It is a discontinued bottle from the lineup. I really wish they would bring it back. Got replaced with the Master Select, which I gotta say, the Master Select is a damn good replacement. I love that Master Select bottle. I just finished a bottle. I got one bottle left, and I already opened it. That's a damn good bottle. So it's a damn good replacement. The thing is, I just wish it was fucking easier to find. I mean, if Master Selects were sitting around just ready to buy, it would make the 12-year-old make sense of why they don't make it anymore. But the fucking Master Selects don't even sit around. You can find them sometimes at duty frees and overseas or whatever and stuff like that, but that's about it. And they used to run for about 110. I think now they're pushing at 140, 150. The cheapest I think I've seen recently was 134 on some traveling I did. Which is fine. I just don't feel like, I don't know. I paying 134, I just kind of tend to don't really care to pay that for it, to be honest. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I was so used to buying the shit at like 110, but whatever it may be. Let's go ahead and get into the nose here. Okay, so this one, what I love about this, I might even like this more than a 21-year-old. I got to do a side-by-side, because it's been a while since I poured something from the 21-year-old, which I don't have any regular 21-year-olds. I only have the Mount Fuji edition, and I don't plan on opening that bottle. That bottle is, supposed to be up there with my Hibiki Master Select bottle design collection and stuff like that, so I don't plan on opening those. But this, man, oh, man. It's got butterscotch on there. It's got a little bit of spice on there. Caramel, of course. Oh, the butterscotch is. It's a smoky little bit of char there. Kind of like a barbecue pit. Just that little lingering of alcohol that hits you as well, too. It's got the citrus notes. Oh, man. See, this one has a little bit more. And this is the same. It's a 43%. They're all 43%, by the way, too. All pushing at 86% alcohol proof level there. And, damn, dude, this one, the nose is just spot on perfect or whatever. Spot on perfect. So, man, hold on. I'm just going to take. Oh, man. Yeah, that butterscotch sticks out like a mofo. My girl, sober bourbon girl over there, she would love, or her, but I don't know if she at least sniffs. She doesn't drink. She does all of her hunting. She does big whiskey. She's big in the whiskey community. She doesn't actually drink. She buys all the stuff or hunts the stuff for her husband. Man, he's just, I don't even know who her husband really is now that I think about it and shit in the community. I probably have already talked to him and didn't even notice it or whatever and stuff, but this dude's probably just got to be chilling. He's got the best fucking wife ever. She literally goes out in the community and gets stuff for him. I'm sending her some samples, and they're for him. Gentlemen out there, you got to find you a girl like this. I mean, she basically doing the work and stuff like that, getting in this community like that. I love it. It's amazing. She's fucking phenomenal, too. I love her like a sister. She's damn near dope as hell. She's cool as shit. She's just starting her brand. Let me make sure I don't screw this up. Let me double check the name. Yeah, the Sober Bourbon Girl. Man, she's dope as hell. Love her. So check her page out. She's got a lot of dope content on there, mainly for her husband, Mr. and Mrs. And her merch just came out as well too. So she's doing nice things over there. Love it. I don't know if she actually smells these now, too. I'm sure she sniffs them, at least, or whatever. So, if her husband's into Japanese whiskey, this got what you want, whatever. Because me and her are a big fan of butterscotch notes. Butterscotch notes, man. Yeah, if I see that on the tasting note, I'm totally just getting that right away. This one reeks of butterscotch. Reeks of it. Yeah. This one, a lot of dark fruits and bananas. Caramel, obviously. That's crazy. It's not as citrus as the Hakushu 12. But I think this one has way more smoke. You want that smoke? Oh, yeah, I got that smoke. I think this one has a smoke over it. Whereas in the Hakushu 12 has a little bit more smoke peatiness combination. This one's all smoke and wood. It's kind of like some charcoal going on here. Dark fruit is in there. Toasted grains. I'm getting some bananas. Almost like some roasted nuts, if you will. And the finish, that's what I was looking for. It's got that spice in there, but it's very medium long. That fades away. And when it fades away, you get the smoky char flavor. And you also get a little bit of spice. And it's very, like, graham crackery-y. Like, you know, it's got that single malt grainy type feel for whatever. So, yeah, I love that right there. That's probably what I was looking for in the Hakushu 12 there that I wasn't getting. I thought that once the peatiness, or I should say the flavors, kind of fade away, all you get is really that peaty. And like I'm like, it loses all the flavors and the citrus notes that I love about it from the beginning and stuff. Whereas in this one, kind of maintains it. I love that shit. Damn, I feel like this got better. Not that sip, neither. I mean, the bottle itself. I mean, damn. I knew I was a big Hibiki 12 fan, but damn, I didn't realize it was that much good. Jesus. Oh, man, I see why I'm babying this bottle. This is my only Hibiki 12 bottle. I used to fucking drink these things like crazy, man. Because I could get them for $50, and I didn't really think nothing special about them. I just thought they were really good. And now, like, you can't even find the damn things. And the cheapest you can get these damn things are for, like, they cost the same price as the Hibiki 17 now. It's like, that's fucking crazy. But that also just tells you that I'm right, that this tastes better than the 17-year-old. I got this from my man Wes at Court. I think it was a total of $300. That is the cheapest I've seen this bottle for. Shout out to my man Wes at Cork in Long Beach, in Bixby Knowles area there on Carson Street in Atlantic. Check his store out and stuff. He had a sale or something like that going on, because usually he run this bottle for the same price as the Big 17 like it cost. I think it was like $500, $599, somewhere around that range. He had it for $300. I was just like, fucking sold. I'll be there in a heartbeat. Skrrt! Roll over there. Man. I would, all day, every day. If you were to tell me, give me 5 bottles of whiskey, that you could, or even 3 to 5, whatever, that you have to drink going forward, or One of them, obviously, any Blue Run bottle, just go ahead and give me that one. I don't really give a damn what bottle it is. They're all fucking delicious. Give me the Golden Rye Batch 2. Give me the High Rye Batch 1. Give me this Emerald right here. Woo! Or even just give me plain old regular Emerald. Hibiki 12 would be on there. Yamazaki 12 and 18. 12, 18. Hibiki 12. Blue Run. And fuck it, what else do I enjoy drinking on? Something from Michter's. Gotta give me something from Michter's. Give me the Bomb Burgers. Give me Bomb Burgers. Oh, you know what? I'll take Yamazaki 18, take the 12 out, and I'll put Booker's 30 on there. Gotta have something a little bit like high price value. So give me the Booker's 30. Damn, I gotta have some Colonel Taylor on there too, though. Ooh, this is getting hard. All right, never mind. I don't want to play this game no more. Yeah, this is a last drop. I ain't even going any more notes about this. This is the last drop. Nicely balanced. It's got that medium body and warmth, silky feel. Oh man, it's hitting me in all the right feels that I want to be felt up on and stuff like that. Wait a minute, wait, what? Yeah, that sounded right. That's a last drop right there. Ooh, man. I guess I didn't tell y'all my predictions for the NBA playoffs there. I was talking UFC mainly. So, I want Miami to win, but I unfortunately think Denver's going to win. So, and funny enough, I actually think we just had game two. We're tied 1-1. I think it's going to be like, Denver's either going to win the next two games, or they're going to win one, then Miami's going to win the next one, and then Denver's just going to take it. But I'm just kind of hoping that Miami just shocks the world again and do it. At least that's what I'm kind of clapping for. So I think Denver's going to win it. Actually, I do think Denver's going to win it. I just want Miami to win. I want Miami to win. These dudes, underdogs, dogs just fighting, man. Beating the one seed, the second seed, the fourth seed. They just had a way tougher. Unfortunately, Denver just probably is just a better team or whatever. Even though I think Denver has had the easiest playoff run to this series because they beat the eighth seed, the seventh seed, and then what were the Suns? Were they fourth or fifth? I can't remember. I think Golden State was fifth seed, so it might have been the fourth seed. And I had none of them teams going to the finals. Lakers was kind of like in that Miami territory. It was like, can they do it? Oh, my God, they're almost about to do it. But then, fortunately, they ran into that wall called Denver. I just think the Lakers were tired. I mean, they've been fighting since that trade deadline or whatever just to get out of that fucking 14th seed. So I just assumed they were just burnt out and tired. I would have loved to have seen if we just started with that roster, what that team could have done in the playoffs going even further. But I just put it up to exhaustion. I want Miami to win, but I think Denver's going to win. I think Denver's going to either win the next two games or they're going to win one, and Miami's going to take one and Denver's going to take it. I think only Miami's getting two game wins out of this, unfortunately. On to the next pour. The creme de la creme of the batch. I don't know. Hibiki 12 might give it a run for his money now. You know, hey. It might give it a run for his money, but I'm pouring that Yamazaki 12, baby. Now, this right here, this is my baby right here. This has always been my go-to. I got a fucking file cabinet full of just Yamazaki 12s. I'm not lying. It actually is in my bottom part of my file cabinet. I have like backup for Yamazaki 12s because that shit became. At one point I thought it was discontinued because they just stopped making it or stopped selling it. And then they kept selling it, but the prices kept going up on it. So I was like, uh-oh. Time to store some Yamazaki 12s away. Can't fuck with this no more. So. Oh, man. Look at that color. That little gold color right there. Kind of matches the bottle, actually. Oh my God, that nose is very rich. Fruity is rich. It's got that malty sweetness to it or whatever. That single malt sweetness. sweet honey, like a honeydew, butterscotch-ish kind of thing or whatever right there, too. Oh, my God. Okay. I will say, so far, I'll give Hakushu 12 some credit here. I think it has some things going on as far as uniqueness for the palate. I think it wins in that. Hibiki 12 wins on the bottle design is the best out of all of them. Man, I haven't tested this out for the finish or whatever, but this Yamazaki 12, it wins on nose. This nose is fucking incredible. Oh my God. Oh, I love that. I love that a lot right there. That is delicious. Let's sip this bad boy. Oh, buttery, malty. It's got like those orange citrus peels on it. A little tad bit of spice. And a lot of orangeness to it too as well. I cannot believe I'm about to say this, but this is really good. I think Hibiki 12 wins this trio here, though. Hibiki 12 just beat Yamazaki 12. That is crazy because he... God, have I ever done these two together? Now that I think about it? I don't think I've ever done these two together. I did the Hibikis last year, but I didn't do Yamazaki. I'll just say this. I wish I had 3 miniature Hibiki 12 bottles over 3 miniature Yamazaki 12 bottles. That's what would be traveling with me then. This Yamazaki is really good. So, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Yamazaki wins on nose. It cleans these three out on the nose. Hakushu 12, that's got the palate on knock. I think there's a little bit of uniqueness to it. I think that's what makes it wins over the three, because I think what you sniff is what you get out of the other two bottles. And this one has a little bit of something special going on. It's doing something different, a little unique there, and I enjoy that. Hibiki 12 wins in presentation and finish. It just knocks it out of the park. The finish on this one, it like fades away. It's got a nice hitting that. It's just medium. It's not medium to long like the Biggie 12. It's just medium. And then it fades into like nuts and fruit, a little bit of char. Very decent balance, but it's very light bodied. Very easy pour to sip on. I see where the Suntory Ayo gets a lot of its note. Because if I'm not mistaken, that's a blend between the three of these, if I'm not mistaken. The Yamazaki, Hibiki, and Hakushu. I could be wrong on that. I might have to check that. And I see where it's getting more of its pickup from, whereas the Yamazaki 12. Not a bad flavor at all. Very easy sipper. Loving this. It makes everything nice and smooth. Nice and inviting as well, too. I love what it's doing down there. Yamazaki 12 was the flagship whiskey from the distillery in Japan. They used a unique aging process for this one, which they aged in Spanish, American ex-bourbon, and Japanese Mizunara oak cask. And that's what gives it that unique character all on its own, that makes it like so subtle and so sweet, so inviting and everything. I think that makes it the most special out of the three as far as how it was made and stuff. I will say that because the Biki's a blend of the two. So, yeah, I would say this is... And blends are common now with Japanese whiskey, like fucking crazy. Yeah, see, the more I sip on this, the more I just love it more. God, it's so good. What keeps it from topping the 12, though, man, is I really love that finish on the 12 compared to this one. I love the finish on this one, too, because it's nice and smooth. It's clean. I can probably pour a sample of this from mom's or my sister, and they would fucking enjoy the shit out of this, too, as well. Is that a fly? Oh, no, it's outside. I was going to say, what the fuck? How did that fly get in my house? About to say, I hope it ain't no fly enthusiast on this show, because that fly about to die. But it's outside, hanging on the window, probably looking in, going like, "How the fuck did that black man get a house?" And I'm looking at that fly like, "How the fuck that fly get on that window right there?" And that fly looking at me like, "How the hell did this black man get this nice house?" Don't worry about it, bitch. Shit. I know somebody that likes it. Mmm. Oh, that's a last drop. Or is it? Nah, it's a last drop. It's fucking phenomenal. It's a really fucking good pour. It's delicious as shit. I'm not competing the two bottles because I gave one the last drop. I can't give the other one a last drop. They're both going for something totally different. This one's, man. I love this little citrus nose, but I also love these peanuts taste or whatever. Like honey roasted peanuts going on right there. It's a little bit more sweeter than the Hibiki too as well. So it's hitting my sweet tooth. I'm liking that too, is right there. It's got like this graham cracker that was like brushed in like in a pot with butter on it or something like that. It's got that malty flavor still to it, like just like the Hakushu. Very citrusy though. It's got a lot of fruit going on. It's very rich on that palate. My tongue is just like oozing for some chocolate now. Like, you know, I don't taste any caramel in this or anything like that. Vanilla or anything. And if I do, it's very subtle and very hint in the background, but I don't taste any of that. So, man, that's the last drop right there. That was delicious. I enjoy doing these three. I haven't done these three in ever, to be honest, though. I think when we did the first year of this show, instead of the Hibiki 12, I did the Cheetah. So I wanted to compare the three to each other. But wait a minute. I do have another 12-year-old Suntory bottle. Oh my god. Do we do it now? I think we do it now. I think I gotta pull it out. Unfortunately, I haven't pulled this out in so long now. Actually, probably since that episode. And that is the Suntory Crest 12-year-old. Oh my god. Some people wouldn't know about this bottle. It's a very old bottle from Suntory. Back in the 90s, people, they had commercials on this bottle with fucking Sean Connery in them. He did two of these commercials. One of them, he was just sipping on it, and I can't remember exactly what, but I remember in the second one, he was like drawn or some shit. Like, he was sitting in a chair on a patio. He had his fucking Doberman dog out and stuff. The Doberman looking at him like, yeah, yo, you gonna share some of that shit or what or whatever. And, like, he poured it on the rocks. And, you know, Sean Connery, he's James Bond. That's a martini kind of man. He likes his shit. I wasn't going to say shaking or stir, but I just remember the day in crypto. It looked like I give a damn right now. Just fucking make me the drink. He was in there, and I just remember him pouring it over the rocks. He cracked this little chip on his smile. He just went and raised that eyebrow like, what the hell is this I'm drinking? Ooh. That easily just came off of there. I got this in Japan when I went out there in 2015. And I got a new glass for this one. Oh, yeah. You didn't think I was going to pull this one bad boy out? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn, I've been drinking this bottle a lot, too. Shit. It is, like, very low. Look at this. This bottle. First of all, the box beats all three of these boxes. Presentation wins it. Oh, it's beautiful. It's got that nice, beautiful crest on it, too. I think I got this in Japan for $70, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what it runs for now. Probably expensive as shit, as if you can find it. It's fucking beautiful. It's another 12-year-old here. It's another harmonious blend of the finest aged whiskeys, product of Japan. Love it. From the house of Suntory Limited. Oh, that's beautiful. Look at that color. That nose. That nose don't beat Yamazaki 12. That's for goddamn sure. But it is very buttery. It is creamy as shit. Caramelized figs. Very soft. It's got some sherry notes in there. Oh. I will say this. It is the weakest nose out of all three other pours.
because all those notes I just gave you is pretty much all that I smell. So let's go ahead and get into the taste. I haven't had this in 4 years. Oh, no, actually, that's a lie. I had this in the pandemic when I took it to Giovanni's. Got a lot of caramel on there. Very savory. It's like some caramelized onions cooked. Very smooth. It's medium-bodied. Oh, man, there's a lot of caramel on there. It's very rich, too, as well, on the palate. And I love on the finish. It just dries out. Very drying finish. Got a little bit of gentle spice on that, some cinnamon. There's very sugar. And then what I love about this finish now is a very long, gradual fade to it as well. It's a medium length to long finish, and it gradually fades. The problem, though, I have with this now, hold on, let me sip that again. It's doing what the Hakushu 12 does. It's got those notes on there, but you don't taste any of it in the finish. So, but I will say this kind of knocks the Hakushu 12 a little bit as well, because the finish is longer and it's very, very medium body. So I'm still kind of tasting it, but it's all just aftertaste, residual effects of it and stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna drop a 3.5 on this. I think that, like, when we talk about the 12-year-old, now this is really good. It's actually lingering really good. Now, when we talk about this shit is so liquidized. It's cork. I'm afraid that shit might break out one day. I can't believe this. The Hibiki 12 wins this. I got 4 12-year-old Suntory bottles right now. I got the Hakushu 12, the Hibiki 12, the Yamazaki 12, and the Crest 12. Hibiki 12 just beat them all. It's better. This is another... When I went back to Japan in 2019, I had this pour as well, too. And I paid like $22 for a pour of it. I think it was at a Tokyo Bird or something like that. Or Tokyo Parrot. Something with a bird name in it. This is really fucking good. I love this little lingering effect it's having right now. It's hitting the stomach and everything. So I would put this a knock above the Hakushu 12. But if I got to go in order, I'm going to Hibiki 12, Yamazaki 12, Crest 12, and then Hakushu 12. What a fantastic lineup here, I got to say. I'm giving this a 3.5. I got 2 last drops and 2 3.5s right here. This sounds like a fucking winner of a birthday pour if I ever heard one right now. So I don't know where I'm going, if they're going to even have whiskey out there. So I'm reeking it all in right now, soaking it all in, if you will, letting it just fill up my pores. So, because it's going to be one long week without whiskey, but shit, there's going to be some tropical drinks with feathers and shit like that inside of them and an umbrella. And I expect them to be putting a coconut or an apple or some kind of fucking tropical fruit that I can drink that shit from. So it's a winner for me. Hibiki 12 wins this. Very close second place is a Yamazaki 12, though. Man, that Hibiki 12 was just everything I ever wanted right there. But I've been going on for 48 minutes. Oh, man, I hope you guys enjoyed this as much as I did. The Crest 12 wasn't even supposed to be a part of this, but it's sitting right here, so hey, might as well have to pull that bad boy out as well, too. I think the core lineup here, what you got with the Hakushu, Yamazaki, and Hibiki, if you can get any of those bottles, and brother, please grab them. For the Hakushu and the Yamazaki, I say don't pay no more than $120. And if you pay more than that, you a goddamn fool. And for the Hibiki 12, I don't know what the fuck to tell you on that bottle. So, do what you want, I guess. Thanks for everybody for tuning in, though. Like I said, by the time you hear this, the week after, Cody will be back on. We'll do Beer Week, and we can get into his number 4 top 10 celebrating 50 years of hip-hop right now. So I'm excited to hear who he's got. Like I said, my last one was Rakim and Eric B. I did a solo artist, a female artist. I did a group. And I did a DJ and a MC as well. So everything else out of the, I pretty much did the whole lineup now thing. So I'm very happy with my list so far. It's only been four, but we got six more to go. Six more months, baby. We're gonna knock it out. Get a top 10 list of the top 10 greatest MCs or hip hop artists of all time. With that said, I'm gonna get out of here now. Hopefully everybody enjoyed this. You'll hear this the week after, I guess, when Cody got back on to talk about some craft beer, American beer. And I am your godfather, Whiskey MJB, and like we always say, livers will never be the same, and glasses will never be dry.